Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill.
You know, I look at our city council that had just the rug pulled out from under us as a community, and we hung tight.
That's Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes on the fallout of a long 5-month battle in bankruptcy court case that is now over. Of course, all of this is over the failed Carolina Panthers headquarters. Mayor Geddes clarified that out of this case, the city is getting property and its value for the taxpayers moving forward.
The city will then step into the shoes of the debtor in possession. We've heard things like DIP loan throughout. We'll then be the DIP loan owner, and that will let us get rid of all of the interconnections and own that property without having to worry about anybody looking over our shoulder ever again.
At one time, it was hailed as a massive economic development for the area to bring jobs and put Rock Hill on the map nationally for sports and tourism. However, all that ended with lawsuits. Geddes, however, looked back and also forward on how the city handled the suit with this aftermath.
And the people of Rock Hill, as a result, or have an asset, appreciate in value, and I'm just very proud of that. I'm very proud also of the number of people that contacted me, contacted other members of our city council and management and said, and I know if y'all tell us you did the right thing, you did the right thing. And to see that borne out and that come through really, really does say a lot about the good town that we live in and the good people that are here.
Geddes adds that while the judge did approve the plan in place, the party still has to the end of the month to appeal if they choose to do so. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.